Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, May 22nd, 2020, and we're going to get started like we do most weeks over on YouTube. YouTube released new bedtime reminders to allow users to remind themselves to take a break and get some sleep. YouTube launched a new ad type called YouTube Select, which will offer TV-style ad buying for big brands to be able to buy their ads on YouTube, similar to the way they do or used to do on big TV networks. Now let's dive into Google. After several weeks of rolling out, Google's May Broadcore update has finally finished rolling out. So if you were waiting to see what the impact of this algorithm update was going to be on your website, now's a really good chance to go check on your analytics and your rankings in Google Search Engine. Google Search Console started pummeling food publishers with a new warning from the tool, which tells them that their guided recipe markup is incorrect and needs to be fixed. The problem is, guided recipe markup didn't actually exist until, well, just now. So food bloggers and publishers and SEOs who work on those accounts are doing a lot of work right now to try to figure out exactly what this means and how to fix the warning in Google Search Console. So if you're getting that email or you're getting hundreds of them, like some of us are, don't freak out. Nobody actually really knows what's happening right now. The Google Webmaster team launched a new podcast called Search Off the Record, and it's just going to be a bunch of Googlers talking about their take on how Google's search engine works. Probably going to be a good listen for you SEOs out there. Google My Business has added a new feature which will allow small business owners and local SEOs to upload proof when they have to fill out a Google My Business reinstatement form. And if you're not familiar with this process, previously what has happened is that a local SEO or small business owner has had the listing on Google My Business or Google Maps rejected by Google or taken offline, suspended. They have to fill out a reinstatement request form. Once you fill out that form, a Google My Business representative gets in touch with you, sometimes days or weeks, or in some horrible cases, even months later. Once you get in touch with the Google My Business representative, they almost always demand proof that it's a real business, like a photo of the sign on the outside of the door, or a photo of the lobby directory, or in some cases, even a video. Because it can take so long to get that information to them, they then have to process, which can take even more time. So this is probably gonna help speed up the process of getting a real business that has been suspended, reinstated on Google My Business / Google Maps. Google also this week released research on how consumers are coping and adjusting to the new reality during the pandemic. There's way too much information for me to cover in this video. If you want to learn more, go to Google News and type in Google Consumer Research for COVID-19. In Facebook news, Facebook this week announced a new e-commerce initiative called Facebook Shops. It's obviously been in the works for a very long time. You don't just create a new e-commerce platform within a few days. So this is probably going to be built off of the Instagram checkout or the Facebook Marketplace or some sort of weird combination of those two that they've already been working on. It feels like the perfect timing because a lot of people are just buying everything online and having it shipped to them. And Facebook said the whole point of this was to try to help small retail businesses get their products online. Obviously, the real probably goal of Facebook here is to get more advertising inventory. Now, if you're a small business and you're considering doing this, please think about it just like everything else. Test this. It may not work well for you. It could be amazing for you. Nobody really knows right now. We also don't even know how much Facebook is going to charge, if it's going to be a flat rate or a percentage or some combination of those two, like other platforms such as Amazon charge. And we also don't know if this is going to allow your products to get reach into the Facebook newsfeed. My guess is that's probably a no because reach is getting harder and harder to get, and you're probably going to have to advertise these products. So pay attention to the amount that your advertising is going to cost on Facebook and Instagram, and pay attention to the cut Facebook is going to take from each sale or the flat rate that they're going to charge you in order to sell these products, and then make sure that it's actually less expensive to do it that way, or you're selling a higher volume inside of your Facebook shop than you would be through your own store on Shopify or your own website, etc. Facebook Director of Product Management for Facebook Ads, Rob Leatherin, posted a tweet this week asking for other marketers' help in flagging bad ads. And he stated that you could flag those bad ads by reporting them or by simply hiding them in the newsfeed. And if you hide them, that'll send a signal to the Facebook team to actually check that ad out. He also said if you found somebody that you think is running really bad ads, you can go to their Facebook page. You can access from their Facebook page, you can access their Facebook ads library. And you can go into the library and flag all of the bad ads that you see inside of the library. So this would help out. If you're a Facebook advertiser, there's a good chance this might actually help your ads get more views if you are flagging ads that are being ran by spammers or scammers and those actually get kicked out of the feed. It actually could end up helping you and your clients. So check it out. If you don't follow Rob on Twitter, I highly recommend it. Hi, Rob. Follow him. He always posts really interesting insights about the Facebook ads system. We take you now to Bing. Bing's search engine can now answer questions with a simple yes or no.
Over on Pinterest,
Pinterest published a guide this week to video techniques that you can use to help your pins stand out in the Pinterest feed so that more people click on them. Here we go to Reddit. If you want to learn a new advertising skill, Reddit just got a 12-week free online advertising course. It's being ran by the members of the /r/advertising subreddit. It's not affiliated directly with Reddit in any way, so this isn't about Reddit ads. It's about advertising in general. If you haven't had an advertising class yet because you just haven't gone to college, or you just decided to do something else, or it's been a while since you had an advertising class, it looks really neat, and I highly, highly recommend you go check out the R Advertising School or the Reddit Advertising School being ran by the /r/advertising subreddit members. Over on Twitter, Twitter's new quote tweet view has now rolled out to Android and desktop users. Twitter has a new feature that will allow somebody posting a tweet to turn off replies to that tweet, but you can still quote tweet that tweet to reply to it. Twitter's test of story-like features called Fleets has expanded into Italy. It is now available in two countries, Brazil and Italy.
Bonus round!
The podcast app Podcast Addict was briefly removed from the Google Play Store by Google's automated system for having coronavirus-related content inside of the app, being part of, obviously, one of the podcasts. This just highlights how terrible automated AI systems are without their human handlers in actually getting rid of content that is not wanted. Google apologized, sort of, and reinstated the Podcast Addict app into the Google Play Store, but this probably, well, it's not the first time, and this probably won't be the last time during the pandemic where we see one of these automated systems fail and end up hurting somebody. So especially if you're a UGC platform of some sort and you're not one of the big mega major ones and you rely on something like the Google Play Store or YouTube or Facebook or something like that, then you should always be checking to make sure that anything that they might be trying to flag or take down is not being taken down by their automated systems. You just have to stay on top of that during all of this. I mean, you probably need to stay on top of that anyway. Finally today, a little bit of good news. John Krasinski's Some Good News TV news program, which was started on YouTube, has been licensed by Viacom CBS and will start airing on the CBS All Access app very soon. John Krasinski will no longer be the host. He has taken the buyout, I'm guessing, and is stepping out and becoming the producer of the show. So congratulations to John Krasinski. And also, you know what? Big congratulations to Mike Hudak out there somewhere. If you're seeing this video, I remember the good old days of Blip.TV when this was your goal, was to help people create original episodic programming and then get that licensed out to other networks and, I guess in today's world, other apps. It seems like that is quickly becoming a reality because John Krasinski wasn't the only one who has gotten licensed off of the platform. Spotify also picked up Joe Rogan's podcast, and it will become a Spotify exclusive here really soon, and he got a ton of money for that, and also something born on one of these UGC platforms, being YouTube. So If you're out there and you're wondering what to do during this pandemic, my fellow marketers and business friends, maybe start a YouTube series, just not like this one, please. And who knows, maybe you'll get to license your YouTube series out to one of these other networks or apps that are trying to rise up and compete against YouTube. Well, that's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's edition of our podcast. Again, I'd like to apologize for the delays in the podcast getting onto all of the platforms. We are still running a little behind over here with all of the extra work that we're getting from clients during all of this nastiness going on. I really hope everybody out there in podcast land tuning into this is doing well. And if you're not, or even if you are, reach out and tell me your story over at joeyoungblood.com and click on the contact link. I would love to hear from you. I'll talk to you next week.